Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Evacuations are underway east of I-95 for the storm. Governor Kemp says traffic is converging in Savannah, with evacuees coming from up and down the coast.
We have people coming out of South Carolina into Georgia to get on I-16. You have people coming up from Florida, and then we have all our visitors that have been spending the holiday on the coast down here. So there's a lot going on. There's going to be a lot of people moving.
GDOT is asking evacuees to be patient and plan ahead. President Donald Trump has declared a federal emergency in Georgia due to Hurricane Dorian. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency will coordinate disaster relief efforts along with state agencies. Tropical storm force winds are most likely to hit Georgia Wednesday. Georgia officials say Hurricane Dorian will be especially risky for Georgia's barrier islands. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The storm poses a flood risk on the coast, especially in low-lying areas that are prone to flooding. Georgia's barrier islands include St. Simons, Sea Island, and Tybee. If roads flood, people who stay could end up stranded in an emergency. Jason Bilterman is the mayor of Tybee Island.
It doesn't make sense to risk your life and gamble everything on what is a very unpredictable storm.
Bilterman says residents should evacuate before tropical storm force winds kick in. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.